As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
Yeah, buddy, the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it. And welcome to our Thursday, July the 2nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com, the official webpage. Check it out, bookmark it, peruse it all over the place today. My name is William Roberts, and I've got good news, hard facts, certainly that, and maybe we'll even talk about some solutions today. But we have our special guest returning once again, Vicki Davis. You're not going to want to miss a moment of today's two-hour broadcast. If you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism. We talk all about all manner and sundry of philosophically radical concepts here on this broadcast. But freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game, and be a part of today's broadcast. You can pick up the phone and call throughout the program at 512-904-8014 for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. And from around America and around the world, you can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. And for those without internet access listening by any of our affiliate stations and micro-broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Send your letters to me at William Roberts, Post Office Box 96 out of Exeter, Missouri, 65647. Again, that's Box 96, Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. A shout-out to Liberty Radio, Owensville, Missouri, Micro 1650 AM, Buffalo, New York, and 94.3 Elgin, Texas. Thank you, gentlemen, for broadcasting. Become vocal local to your local audiences. Again, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Gold falls below $930 today as the commodities fall across the board as the dollar strengthens. We'll go into that briefly in a market report. First, we're going to be joined again by Vicki Davis. We'll talk about the war in the context of everything else. Her article off of website, channelingreality.com. We'll go into all of that. We'll talk about the jobless reports and so on and so forth. But before we go there, let's go here and pick up the market reports for Thursday, July the 2nd, 2009. Active trading out of New York City, Eastern's 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Gold was off $12.30, trading at $928 an ounce. Silver was off 39 cents, trading at $13.31. Platinum was off $20, trading down $1,179. Palladium off $5. You can see it's across the board here, $248. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $925.40 so far for a low, $941.90 for a high. Pretty good spread there, shaping up on the day. But overall, the $928 level is $11.50 below where it was a year ago, so we have a loss here of 1.22% on your investment in gold so far. The London Gold Fix was set at $936 this morning. We'll find out whether or not gold can climb up to there. In the Dow Jones and the equities yesterday, Dow closed up 57 points at 8504. The NASDAQ was up 11 points at 1,846. The S&P was up 4 points yesterday at 923. In early trading, crude oil is now at $1.52 off of yesterday's closing, now trading at 67.79. And that U.S. dollar index is up 52 basis points, trading at 80.14. In the foreign exchange rates, we've got the Canadian dollar standing at 87 cents U.S. today, the Mexican peso at 8 cents, the euro at $1.41, the British pound, a big strong one today, $1.64, and the Swiss franc at 92 cents. Stay with us. We'll be right back with our special guest, Vicki Davis.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At HempUSA.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At HempUSA.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from HempUSA.org.
Hey folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 2nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast to Become Vocal Local. We come to you Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Again, my name is William Roberts. I'm joined today by our returning special guest, Vicki Davis. We're going to be talking about lots of interesting stuff today. But before we get into the serious meat and potatoes of today's discussion, I'll just reiterate the decline in the precious metals. The gold was off this morning at $12.30 so far, trading at $928 an ounce. Silver lost 39 cents, trading at $13.31. Platinum was down 20 bucks at $1,179, and palladium was off 5 bucks to $248 an ounce. We saw the same throughout the commodities, and so there's lots of action happening. Well, what might have been the problem here was that the jobless report came out today from Washington, came out at 8:30 this morning. I was waiting for it to be released, and when it came out, I was able to pick up an article off of the WashingtonExaminer.com. We'll just give you the opening line here, July the 2nd, new news. Employers cut a larger than expected 467,000 jobs in June, driving the unemployment rate up to a 26-year high of 9.5%, suggesting that the economy's road to recovery will be bumpy. Good morning, Vicki.
Good morning. Well, you know, I've been following the unemployment or the employment statistics, you know, for the last 5 or 6 years, and economists surprised by numbers is like boilerplate. in these articles.
You're exactly right. I use something similar when I talk about the gold because, you know, today at 5 o'clock when I turned on the computer this morning and started following the market reports, there was all this talk about, you know, gold up, you know, a third day up or high up and blah, 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 all this stuff on expectations and so on. And then as soon as the reports came out, it was all gold down on this. So it's like a cut, copy, and paste bin. And whenever gold moves up, they use their gold goes up lines. Whenever gold goes down, they use all their gold goes down verbiage. And it's like you said, it's just cut, copy, and paste. You would think that there would be something involved in it, but I don't know whether they get paid by the word or whether they get paid by the comma or the period or what it is, but the verbiage is a little bit, leaves us scratching our heads some mornings.
Well, with the jobless reports, I mean, it's been the same, you know, for the last 5 or 6 years. In 2004, who's his name? Treasury Secretary John Snow gave a speech at the National Press Club, and he said that in the year 2000, the equity markets collapsed, taking $7 trillion out of our economy. I mean, you know, did that make national news? No.
No way.
I've never heard anybody talk about that, but I mean, it's
and what year was this?
In the year 2000, the equity markets collapsed.
And when did Snow reported on it in 2004?
Yeah, 2004. Uh-huh. When he gave a speech to the National Press Club.
Well, it's amazing. This is the way it goes. If we don't do the research and if we don't stay on top of it, this stuff does just kind of slide under the radar. You know, everybody's worried about their celebrities that forgot to wear their underpants, and these sort of things that are really important just don't get reported. But what a deal it is. I'll just continue a little bit more out of this article. It says the Labor Department report released Thursday, that's today, showed that even as the recession flashes, signs of easing, companies will likely want to keep a lid on costs and be wary of hiring until they feel certain the economy is on a solid ground. Well, you know, there's no reason to hire an employee until you have work for the employee, so it's not whether or not the economy is on solid ground that you start hiring people or not. It has very little to do with that. It goes the other way. You're talking about the cart before the horse in that sentence, but here's another one. June's payroll reductions were deeper than the 363,000 that economists expected. Now, this morning I read a Bloomberg survey. They had about 30 or so people, economists, in their list, and they were coming out with this 363,000 number to 365. But we can see that we're 104,000 jobs more than what was expected. So it's no surprise that we're going to see some shockwaves in the marketplace today.
Well, yeah, every time there's a job loss in this country, there's a multiplier effect throughout the economy. And, the money that an employee makes is no longer spread around the community, so the incomes of the people in the community goes down, and their suppliers goes down, and it's a domino effect. And you know, we had a very, very large economy, and so it's taken, you know, 5, 6, 7 years, or I guess it's 9 years now since 2000, but 9 years for the economy to collapse, but it's going like like dominoes.
Well, one of the things about this, you know, the multiplier effect, you know, somebody loses their job, they don't need or they'll go without a haircut. I certainly don't make a regular regimen of haircuts anymore. You go without a haircut, maybe you don't go to the cafe every morning and have 2 eggs, scrambled hash browns, whole wheat toast, and a big slice of pecan pie. And that means that not only does the restaurateur lose money, but Sally, your favorite waitress, she doesn't get the tips. That means that she can't pay a babysitter. And it does. It just multiplies throughout the entire community. Another thing in this chart or this report, they talk about how the average work week in June fell to 33 hours. So we could think of this as dominoes, as you brought out, Vicki, and start with, let's say people have good jobs, making $50,000 or better a year. They lose those. They pick up a second-rate job working for a smaller or minor engineering company, or they work at as a carpenter or something instead of as a designer. Now, as the dominoes continue to fall, then they lose those jobs, and they're no longer working in their secondary job. Now they're out looking for, you know, the proverbial construction job at McDonald's, you know, building hamburgers. But it is a domino effect. And these guys say that even though in this report here off of WashingtonExaminer.com, even though we may have a recovery, it'll take years for the job market to return to normal. I don't know whether this job market, Vicki, is going to return to normal. Where are the factories? Where is the production? Where is the development that it's going to take to find normalcy?
I don't see one. I don't see a new economy, and that's why I have just been, you know, working heads down ever since I figured out what, you know, what they were doing with outsourcing. When we had the early in the century, you know, we had the industrial age, then we had the information age, you know, information jobs, but they started exporting those to India. I do not see a new economy.
I don't either. We'll be back right after this short break, folks. Stay with us on Become Vocal Local.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
And we're back once again, back to this article here off of WashingtonExaminer.com. This is the jobs report coming out of Washington, D.C. this morning, 8:30. It says here, if laid-off workers who've given up looking for new jobs or have settled for part-time work are included, the unemployment rate would have been 16.5% in June, the highest record on record since 1994. And then they talk about, down a little bit further in the article, two of the few industries that are still adding jobs, education and health services. And I don't know about you, Vicki, but here in Southwest Missouri, the biggest tax bite that I suffer on an annual basis is the property tax whack that I have to endure in order to support the public schools. Certainly that's the largest slice of the pie is the schools. And then with Barry the Usurper's administration coming in line with this nationalized health care program, we can certainly see that once again we'll be looking at these two industries, health services and education, as being the primary employers in America. Neither of those produce anything. Certainly we can't rate the education system high for producing, you know, bright minds and well-rounded children, although they all do kind of look like Pillsbury Doughboy. But there's certainly nothing that there's being produced there. And locally here in again, in rural Southwest Missouri, about every week you could find jobs at some one of the various nursing homes or one of the small clinics or the local hospital for bedpan changers and things like that, and nurses' aides. But there's no real big deal work out there in the marketplace. So that figures into it as well. Now, we've talked previously, you've shared with us your information about the America's Talent Bank and the Job Bank. Maybe we ought to just touch on that a little bit and then just let our conversation go the way that it often does, wherever it will.
Okay. Well, the whole idea of lifetime training, of being in training for a lifetime, and the one-stop-shop workforce development systems is that when whatever it is that you're doing for a living goes away, they can retrain you. And the training is in more of a, the reason why I said a vocational kind of thing is because it'll be managed out of the workforce development departments, and it will be done at the local community college. And if you look at what the training programs are out of your local community colleges, you'll see that they train them for landscaping, they train them to change bedpans, as you say, you know, the healthcare nurses' aides, the kinds of jobs that you can train somebody like in a year or two, and then they go get a job. But of course, none of those jobs pay very much money. But
when we get into this too, one of the other things, and it's been, you know, others have talked about it prior to me. Certainly. But when we start going down the road, the linguistic road of training, you know, I've been a dog person most all of my life, and if you stick right with a puppy when they come to your home, you know, you can train them to respond to a variety of different things and act in a certain different way. I think there's a big, big difference between America's training network, if you will, and higher education. So people are being trained like dogs almost or animals to do these menial tasks in this new economy, if you can even use the word, for America. But it's definitely, I think you're right, this lifelong learning process is a continual morphing of the skills that might be saleable on the market dependent upon the whims of the transnationals that are calling for the various trained hands.
Right, and you are so right, and that is so important, the difference between training and education, because what they're moving to is a system of training. And they anticipate that nobody will be in a career more than 6 years, and that you will have to then move to, it's a life of perpetual training. And
it's also a life with a perpetual uncertainty, because unless you can stay at a particular vocation for a lifetime, or at least 15 or 20 years, your chances of really succeeding in that is slim. But even more importantly, if you were to think about, you know, retirement or anything like that, or benefits packages that might act as an incentive, an additional incentive for employment, none of that continues if you're changing every 5 or 6 years. You can't become a retired carpenter. You can't, become a managing partner in an engineering firm or any of that. You're changing so rapidly, your employers and your employments, that there's really no upward mobility. That window is just being closed, and it looks like it's being closed intentionally.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, Will, that's why I am looking at the systems, and I'm trying to explain to people all of the computer systems that they have designed and the nature of the central planning. Because when you understand all of these systems that they have planned for our country, what you see is that they are turning the United States into a plantation, effectively. And people, you know, forget nation, forget citizenship, forget everything, because they are creating a system where the people are simply factors of production. They will control the labor market. They will control your economic destiny. And if you don't jump through the hoop, if you don't sit up when they say sit up, you won't have a job. Or, you know, they will control your economic opportunities. And the integrated computer systems for the nation are so pervasive and so controlling that you really can think of the United States as a big plantation, and everybody that lives here, and I'm talking about Canada and Mexico too, by the way, I'm not excluding them, everybody that lives here and works will essentially be a sharecropper at the behest of the slave owners.
Well, this whole idea of the international migration and development agenda, the United Nations agenda, that you've covered on at least one section of your website. I don't have the title right on the tip of my tongue. Dear listeners, you can go to www.channelingreality.com and access Vicki's research papers. She's got bunches of them in there. But when I was going through that study myself, after I've got the book from the United Nations publications, unp.un.org, and went through this migration and development agenda that they have, what I was seeing in that, Vicki, was that it's not just the United States, it's the United States and Mexico, but it's also the entire globe, where basically the idea is that people will move across borders and across nations, whether they have been displaced because of wars or famine or locust plagues or any of that, but also just in this global shifting labor market, everybody will be just shuffling and shuffling, looking for a green pasture like so many wildebeest or reindeer as we move around on this global plantation. It doesn't paint a very good picture, but it paints a very accurate picture of what we see actually happening today.
Yeah, well, the watchword of the future will be insecurity, which is precisely the opposite of what they say. You know, they're implementing these systems, you know, for security, and it doesn't matter whether they're talking about the highway systems, the Codex Alimentarius, or, you know, they're all about security, but...
Well, we'll have to pick that up on the other side of this break, folks. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Loan modifications don't work, at least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use for Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
There's no end to the oppression today. We've taken our politics before. We can do it again.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we are back once again here. And as always, folks, the call-in number is 866-841-1065, and your calls are welcome. Now, going back, before we go back to Vicki's comment there about security, I want to turn quickly to Agenda 21. This is the big book, folks. This is the plan of action, the program of action for sustainable development for the 21st century, published by the United Nations, by the way. But here in Chapter 7, which is a chapter that is all about promoting sustainable human settlement development, this is important. Understand, listen to the terminology, promoting sustainable human settlement development, all right? Humans, all of us human beings out here, humming bees as they think about us in the big hive. Anyway, in Chapter 7.23, it talks about human resource development and capacity building. And we need to understand that we are considered human resources. The Human Resources Department at your local factory, etc. And then capacity building is a bit of this training. We'll see what they have to say. Developing countries should, with appropriate international assistance, of course, it's always with appropriate international assistance. In other words, the international financial community gets involved in this. This is, again, the transference of wealth scheme. Consider focusing on training and developing a cadre of urban managers, technicians, administrators, and other relevant stakeholders who can successfully manage environmentally sound, that would be safe and sound wherever you hear it in these pages, environmentally safe and sound, that's your security, urban development and growth, and are equipped with the skills necessary to analyze and adapt the innovative experience of other cities. For this purpose, the full range of training methods, from formal education to the use of the mass media should be utilized as well as the learning by doing option. That would be jobs to work. And then it drops down a bit further, and they talk about especially the poor, women, and the disadvantaged. They would be involved in this. And what kind of a world will it be? Well, in 728, they talk about it this way. They say the objective is to provide for the land requirements of human settlement development through environmentally safe and sound physical planning and land use so as to ensure access to land to all households and, where appropriate, the encouragement of communally and collectively owned and managed lands. Particular attention should be paid to the needs of women and indigenous people for economic and cultural reasons. And then continuing in 759, the one I like to read most often, they say under activities, three distinct areas of activities are foreseen under this program area, namely the development of a quote-unquote, their words not mine, culture of safety, pre-disaster planning, and post-disaster reconstruction. So we're in this development of a culture of safety, or as I like to say, the promotion of a global safety cult. And we can see that fitting right in dandily to your idea, Vicki, of security playing very largely in all of this, in this new collectively and communally owned global plantation. But that's not all. It does get worse, folks. If you respond now, you'll get a Ginsu knife. But from the Compendium of Recommendations on International Migration and Development, the United Nations Development Agenda, and the Global Commission on International Migration compared, a book that Jerome Corsi and others failed to add to their research library, you will find on page 85 these principles for action. We won't read them all immediately, but I'll give you the first. There are six principles for action. Number one is migrating out of choice. Migration and the global economy. It reads this way: women, men, and children should be able to realize their potential, meet their needs, exercise their human rights, and fulfill their aspirations in their country of origin, and hence migrate out of choice rather than necessity. Those women and men who migrate and enter the global labor market should be able to do so in a safe and authorized manner, and because they and their skills are valued and needed by the states and societies that receive them. So you can see that when we say that this is all about going around like so many wildebeest and reindeer looking for a job of work or a place to lay your head at the end of the day, this is not an exaggeration. This is a global plan. Vicki?
It certainly is. And the idea of the human settlements is that it's easier to do central planning when you have all of the sheep all, you know, gathered up, fenced in into a herd. And so, you know, that's why they put it under land management and preservation of the environment and, you know, blah, blah, blah. But the fact is that it will be easier to manage the herd, you know, once they're fenced within a human settlement.
Exactly.
And, I mean, this whole thing, while you were reading that, you know, it almost makes me dizzy, the double speak, the double think. Because everything is just exactly the opposite of what they say. And the idea of people being able to just, you know, cross borders as they want to, the reason why they're doing that goes back to trade and services. And the large corporations can use that facility within the World Trade Organization to arbitrage labor. It's like in Yakima a few years ago, you know, normally the Mexicans from Mexico come up and they pick the fruit and do whatever in the summertime, and that's the way it's always been in our country, you know. But there was a guy who imported people from Thailand to pick the apples in Yakima. And because he could get those people cheaper than they could get the Mexican laborers.
you know, and what's funny about that is these are the jobs that, you know, that Americans won't do. But I have spent many hours on a three-legged ladder picking apples in the Tenasket and the Okanagan Valley, along with a whole bunch of other college students and young people from Seattle and from Spokane, Washington. And in those days, there were just very few migrants, and they kind of camped up, and they got the rough land, and they got the short trees, and they got the trees that didn't have a lot of fruit on them. But that's all changed now, and you're saying that they're even bringing in people from Taiwan to pick the apples.
Thailand. Yeah, well, I'm the same thing for me. I mean, I grew up in Idaho, and every fall during the harvest, the potato harvest, and my brother and cousin, they worked on the farms in the summertime, you know, moving pipe and bucking hay, and I worked on a combine, you know, with when they were doing the potato harvest, and worked in the spud cellars, you know, as they unload the potatoes into the cellars. I mean, you know, so the idea that there are jobs that Americans won't do is that's propaganda, and it's for the purpose of this global labor arbitrage.
Exactly, and that's such a good word too, because when we look at the when I look at our personal property tax statements that we get here, they list everything. I mean, we're talking your automobiles, your trucks. They have them break one out in two-wheel drive and four-wheel drive, and they want to know the size of the engines and so on and so forth, whether they burn gas or whether they burn diesel, whether you have a boat, whether you have a rowboat, or whether you have a motorboat, or whether you have a houseboat, whether you have an airplane, an experimental aircraft, et cetera, antique vehicles. And then it just keeps right on going, and it goes into the various animals that you have. Do you have horses? Do you have llamas? Do you have emus? Do you have ostrich? Do you have, you know, whatever you've got, you have hogs. And what I see in all of this, Vicki, is creating an inventory, which then can have a dollar value added to it. Even though this is ostensibly privately held lands, it becomes an inventory with a dollar value that can then be, you can say that the net worth or the bottom line of Berry County, Missouri, or McDonald County, Missouri is such and such. And then, yes, through this concept of arbitrage, you could take it up into the international financial community and start, you know, running derivatives on all of this stuff.
Yeah, oh, sure. And they, yeah, they can look at this and say, wow, here's a pot of gold. You know, this county has a lot of money in there, you know, and then they can work ways to take it away from you, you know, one way or the other. But I have this great article that was written in the LA Times, and it was published in 2000, and it's called Sacrificing Workers in the War on Inflation. And I'm just going to read you these two small paragraphs.
Well, before we get into that, we've got about 5 seconds before we go into the break, so we'll pick up that reading from that article on the other side. Folks, stay with us. More to come. We'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com, or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
And we have returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. We're speaking today with Vicki Davis. Again, my name is William Roberts, your host. But you might want to visit Vicki's website today. It's www.channelingreality.com. And Vicki, we had to interrupt you just as you were getting wrapped up to go into this article before the break. So let's pick it up right there and let's hear a couple of paragraphs from this article.
Okay, this article was titled Sacrificing Workers in the War on Inflation, by Jacob Heilbrunn, Brunn, B-R-U-N-N, whatever. It was published in the L.A. Times on May 28th of 2000. He says, ultimately, the gravity of Greenspan's actions far surpasses the issue of wealth distribution or whether America's elderly will spend their waning years in dilapidated hovels without water or heat. His maneuverings are a threat to the basic principles of representative democracy or representative government. He knows as well as anyone that democracy can be effectively undermined by eviscerating economic solvency. Massive debt transfers the power to unelected authorities and creates a slavish relationship between the citizen and state creditors. Those creditors, in turn, seize anything of value and sell it back to the citizens at twice the price. This is the real danger of Greenspan. He is putting democracy in a hammerlock and delivering the nation into the foul grip of the banking establishment and their brother in arms, corporate America. As our debt increases, our prospects grow dimmer. And he wrote this pertaining to the trade agreement with China. They were trying to bring China into the WTO. And what Greenspan did, and I don't know how many people really understood this, was that he redefined inflation to be a rise in workers' wages rather than a rise in prices.
Interesting.
Yeah, and by doing that, he was able to justify to the Congress the massive importation of people from foreign countries to take American jobs, as well as the illegal immigration. You see, it's H-1Bs imported from India for white-collar jobs. and illegal aliens from Mexico basically taking the blue-collar jobs, putting the American people in a squeeze play, arbitraging labor to drive the cost of labor down.
Yeah, I see that.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the whole idea was to be able to, quote, compete, you know, with communist China. Well, you know, we're going to be dropping our labor prices down to 50 cents an hour with no benefits to compete with China. And even at that, we can never compete with China because of the population differences.
Exactly.
So the whole thing is intellectual fraud.
Well, yes, it is. And there's a legal maxim that keeps circling around in my mind as we go through this, Vicki, and it's from time out of mind is the way that jurisprudes like to say it, but suppressio or suppressio viri, which is basically the suppression of the truth, constitutes and has constituted for centuries fraud. And so by suppressing truth and through this obfuscatory linguistics that Greenspan was using here, redefining inflation, these are forms of frauds that the fraudulent, you know, corporate United States and the fraudulent states are perpetrating on the people. And it, you know, these are things that we must be aware of right now. There's no question about it. Here's principle for action number two out of the six principles or action points in this migration and development agenda. Number two is reinforcing economic and developmental impact, the role that migrants play in promoting development and poverty reduction in countries of origin, as well as the contribution they make toward the prosperity of the destination countries, should be recognized and reinforced. International migration should become an integral part of national, regional, and global strategies for economic growth in both the developing and the developed world. And so what I get out of that, and looking at it, is this idea that through remittances, in other words, the money that the migrant can send back to, say, Thailand or India or to China or to Mexico or to Paraguay or Uruguay or any of the Stan countries, the money that gets sent back, they come here, they take our jobs, let's say, those pesky jobs that Americans won't do because they're never offered. They're overqualified to do them, so they're not hired, and they want more money than the employers are willing to pay, so they're overlooked. But those jobs, when the migrants take those jobs, whether they be the blue-collar, as you said, or the white-collar jobs, they send a portion of their money back to their communities, and then that does an economic development or a stimulus package for the country of origin, and ostensibly, although it is fallacious on its face, this is supposed to enrich our economy by their presence here because, of course, they're doing jobs that no one else would do. So this is a double-edged sword, and they call it global strategies for economic growth. And so when we talk about economic, environmental and economic development and sustainable development, what we're really doing is we're invoking all of these various and sundry programs that have been laid out at the international level for changing the face of the planet Earth in the 21st century and our relationship, we the people's relationship with it.
Yeah, well, what they've done is they've come up with a package, a propaganda package, a marketing package, and all the language to make it seem like the redistribution of wealth from our country around the world is going to benefit us. Well, you know what? I've never really benefited from having migrants come in and take American jobs. You know, it's never done me any good. I can't afford a Mexican nanny. I don't need a Mexican nanny, number one, and I couldn't afford it, you know. But their whole, the whole model turned our economic policy inside out. And all of the marketing that they use to justify it is just simply fraud. Absolute, unequivocally, free trade, the whole free trade concept was nothing but pure absolute fraud.
I would agree 100%. And I also say that, you know, we hear from Edward Bernays, you know, there have been clips played on Rob Chott, another host on this network. He played some the other night. I think it was on Friday evening last. And we hear about how he was looking at the propaganda in Europe and the roll-up of between World War I and World War II and how effective it was. And he just simply thought that, well, we couldn't just use the word propaganda in the United States. People would freak. And so he came up with this clever linguistics derivative, public relations. And so we have a public relations program in the media and the advertising programs where we generally we create marketplace for things that otherwise would not be demanded. So in this particular case, through public relations, we're creating a marketplace for migrant labor where and under any other circumstances, and especially during an economic decline, the people of the United States would reject it out of hand, because it's been sold through these very clever public relations programs, people buy into this nonsense as if it was a new brand of bread or a new toaster.
Right, and part of the psychology of that is that most people will not challenge authority. If you have somebody stand up and they've got the alphabet after their name, you know, PhD, MD, you know, EE, you know, the alphabet after their name, most people will not challenge what they're saying, no matter how absurd, no matter how stupid what they are saying is.
Absolutely, and so when we're coming up on the end of this particular hour, folks, we're going to continue into the second hour. Some of our affiliates and micros don't pick up our second hour, so I'll say one more time, you should definitely check out Vicki's website. It's www.channelingreality.com, channelingreality.com, and what we're talking about is war in the context of everything else, and so, yeah, we could say, oh, yeah, well, you know, we got Iraq, we got Iran, we got Afghanistan. It sounds like a Stevie Wonder song to me, but in the context of everything else, those kind of just are smoke screens again to draw our attention away from what's really happening, this huge globalist transformation of the planet. So war is important in part of the programming, the death of celebrities is important, but we have something far more important on the plate, and we're going to pick it up on the second side of this broadcast. Stay with us as we go into hour number two. We'll be right back.
PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skincare, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
As America limps on its last legs, a pillar of truth has risen. You're listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, July the 2nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming to you Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, and we've always got good news, hard facts, and workable solutions for you each day. And today, especially with our guest returning once again, Vicki Davis, you're not going to want to miss the moment of today's broadcast. But before we were going into the top of the hour break and transitioning from hour number one to hour number two, Vicki had just broached the topic that through this process of public relations and general mind control, we've been taught ever since cradle to have this incredible adoration and respect for people with the alphabet soup behind their names, the LLDs and the MDs and all the rest of the PhDs and the rest of it. But, you know, Vicki, it strikes me that I can recall even Dr. Seuss in my lifetime. And there's a classic example of just another one of these airheads. But if we were to think that education and higher education are somehow or another separated from this hocus-pocus game, then we'd be making a mental mistake, a mental error for sure, because all of these things are interlocked. They work together with the media, etc. And it's this culture of experts say that seems to bring on the validity for these various and sundry specious things, from peak oil to climate change or whatever. And it comes out of the mouths of these doctors of this and doctors of that and the masters and so on. And, of course, everyone is expected today, whether you sweep the floors or work down at the local hardware store, you're expected to have a doctorate or a master's or at least a bachelor's degree at tremendous expense to us. So let's just pick it up right there.
Right. And that's the whole fraud of the program saying that our children need more math and science. But if you really know what they're talking about fractions for beticians. You know, that's what the more math and science in the high schools are. It's not real math and science like we think of it. I mean, when I think of more math and science, I think of calculus and trigonometry and physics and things like that, but that's not really what they're talking about. But they don't tell you that.
And it wasn't just some. It wasn't just some amorphous being. It wasn't just some something that you would take a class in just because you had an hour of the day to fill. When I was studying mathematics, and it was one of my weakest subjects of all, it was because I was pursuing a career in engineering, and I knew full well that I was going to need to have every bit of those skills as I started to go into it. And sure enough, as soon as I was employed in an engineering office as a senior in high school, as a drafter office boy, back in those days you could do that, you know, I started out immediately having to use every bit of math that I ever learned and wishing I'd gotten it down better.
Yeah. Well, see, it's just the opposite with my career as a business systems programmer. They make you think that you need lots of math to do that, but you really don't. I'm very weak on math. I mean, the highest I ever got was algebra, and I hated that. But I didn't need it because I was designing and writing the systems, and the experts that were experts in their systems, the accountants, they were the ones that came up with the formulas for me to code into the programs. So I didn't need to be an expert in mathematics. And the idea that software developers need to have all this math is simply not true unless you are programming at the machine level.
Okay, we'll pick that up right there, folks. Stay with us. More to come. We'll be back in.
I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zip and Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
Hey folks, it's Tony Pax from the Animal Farm Radio Show, and I want to tell you about the company Totally Wicked. Totally Wicked is the leading online worldwide supplier of electronic cigarettes. An electronic cigarette, or e-cigarette, is an alternative to smoked tobacco products such as cigarettes, cigars, or pipes. It is a battery-powered device that provides inhaled doses of nicotine by delivering a vaporized liquid nicotine solution. In addition to nicotine delivery, this vapor also provides a flavor and physical sensation similar to that of inhaled tobacco smoke, even though no tobacco smoke or combustion is actually involved in its operation. Totally Wicked's products not only help a person to regulate their nicotine intake and creates a vapor resembling smoke, but it also looks like a cigarette, thereby helping the user with the psychological and physical habit of holding a regular cigarette. To find out more about the great products that Totally Wicked has to offer, please visit totallywicked-eliquid.com or email them at info@totallywicked-eliquid.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And we've returned once again right here on our Thursday, July the 2nd, 2009, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local. If you're joining us from your local top-of-the-hour news and sports break, I'm joined today by Vicki Davis. We're talking about everything. We're talking about war in the context of everything else. And there is so much to discuss. We keep going back to various and sundry different aspects of this critter. But we see that we're dealing with an onion of many layers, and we can only touch a little bit at a time, which we've been doing. But as we were going into the break, we were discussing the application of math and science in our education systems. Sometimes people are asked to study more math and science than they need, and some people who really desperately need math and science, like me, wasn't doing too good in school, and or so I had to take lots of material to home with me, and I would study and study and study, and I basically, you know, Vicki, I was always poor in math in school, and largely it was because I made mistakes, not because I didn't understand the principle. I would make simple mathematical errors. And when I got out into the business world in the early, late 60s and early 70s, the most miraculous thing came on the market. It was called a calculator, and then later after that there were programmable calculators. And so you could sit down and you could work up your routines on a calculator, the HP 41C and CV are two of them that I enjoyed the best, or enjoyed the most and made the most use out of. But I could actually program in all of my repetitive formula and then just plug in the information and let the computer turn the crank. Where I always fell down in school was turning the crank after I'd put everything in. I would make some stupid mathematical error that would give me the wrong answer, but everything was fine on paper. But with so many people out there today, and especially in the context of thinking about changing jobs every 6 months or so, or 6 years, we won't know, you know, where we're going to go and what kind of work that we would do. One of the other parts, another little part wrinkle in this discussion, is this idea that they're now asking children to make lifetime career choices before they've even entered into high school. And you can imagine the confusion that would be there when you think, well, I'm going to be a veterinarian, or I'm going to be this, or I want to be a neurosurgeon, or I want to be this, when you're 10, 12, 13 years old, and you get out in the real world, and you discover that those jobs are not only not available, but they're not open to you.
Right. Well, I have a friend in Alabama who, her friend's daughter was in high school, and one of the schools that had already made the transformation, and she wanted to be a doctor. But because the way that they'd structured the schools was the school-to-work system where you choose a career, you know, when you're in the eighth grade or ninth grade, they made her choose a career in healthcare, and so her option was to learn to be a nurse's aide. So, I mean, can you imagine? This girl wants to be a doctor, but rather than taking chemistry and anatomy and classes that would actually help her, you know, she's learning to take blood pressures.
Well, let's put that in context, because it's a good discussion, and that is that I use this phrase quite a bit, or this concept, that people who have somewhere along the way in their life, they gain specialized knowledge or specialized language. It's like niche builders. They carve themselves out this niche out of the great sandstone wall of life. Then they clamber up into their little niche and they wall themselves in with specialized knowledge or specialized training. And then they hang their little sign out and market their services. But through the specialized labor, the division of labor, and this goes all the way back to the mercantile period and even back into the medieval period, where we had cobblers and we had smiths and we had millers and so on and so forth, all of these families that now have common names, they carved themselves out these little niches in the great sandstone wall of life, then they wall themselves in, but they also protect their systems. They protect themselves. There doesn't want to be a tremendous number of neurosurgeons. There doesn't want to be a tremendous number of pediatricians. There only needs to be a certain few to go around to the principal hospitals to ensure that they make the maximum amount of money. There doesn't need to be thousands and thousands and thousands of millwrights or layout specialists or civil engineers or land surveyors with licenses. There only just need to be a few. And so the idea then is to block, using trade unions, using education, etc., block entry into those various professions at the level that are necessary to be principals in those professions. And so with your friend here, her daughter who wanted to be a doctor, perhaps she hadn't chosen what kind of branch of medicine she wanted to follow, but she, because of the school-to-work thing, she got relegated into the dustbin bunch, or she was going to roll up bandages for the rest of her life like one of the little candy stripers.
Yeah, exactly. And that's where the job bank thing comes in, you know, and the centrally planned labor market. All the training will come out of the workforce development systems, and they, like I said, they plan on you only having a career for like 6 years. Well, in the very, in the specialty fields, there is no career that I know of. And that includes carpentry and whatever. There's no career that I know of where you can reach a level of expert in just 6 years.
Well, actually, it's a seven-year apprentice program in the Carpenters Union, unless you have special skills coming in. So there's truth in that. There's approximately a seven-year apprentice period in most of the professions. If you want to be a land surveyor, you work under a registered or a licensed land surveyor usually for a period of about 7 years, and you need to gain certain amounts of experience in all of that, including so many hours in the field and so many hours in the office, so many hours calculating and things like that. And so you're right. 6 years is a year shy of success.
That's right. And, okay, now, if we look at America's Job Bank and America's Talent Bank, and you forget everything that you understand about being an American citizen, about this being a nation, about anything of the past. We're talking about, you know, the future globalized world. The idea of America's Job Bank is that all employers will post their job openings on the job bank. And of course you've got America's Talent Bank that is linked to the schools. But it's not just America's Talent Bank, because foreigners can register as potential applicants for jobs also.
And America's Job Bank is actually a website where people can go. Can you give them a link to that? Can you tell us how to get there?
Well, I can't really, because what they did is that they buried it. They buried the fact that it's America's Job Bank.
Okay.
And what I'll do is I captured all of the web pages, and I copied and I captured the transition from America's Job Bank to this thing going underground.
Okay, well, hold your thought right there. We're right up against a break. We'll be back in 3 minutes on the other side with our special guest, Vicki Davis. Stay right there, folks.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Loan modifications don't work. At least not without some leverage from a forensic audit by mortgage fraud examiners. Have your payments skyrocketed under an adjustable rate mortgage? Have you been laid off or had your hours cut? Are balloon payments coming due? Congress and the White House are pinning their hopes on homeowners renegotiating their mortgages to stop the housing crisis. Trouble is, the banks are saying no 80% of the time. That's where Mortgage Fraud Examiners comes in. They perform forensic loan audits and appraisals to find legal deficits in your mortgage. They estimate that up to 85% of all mortgages have legal problems. Banks and lenders suddenly start cooperating if faced with a lawsuit for violating lending laws or appraisal fraud. You could gain some powerful ammunition to use from Mortgage Fraud Examiners. Get more information at www.mortgagefraudexaminers.com or call 800-540-EXAM. That's 800-540-3926.
Aerial spray, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908 691-2608 today.
And we've returned once again right here on Become Vocal Local. And before we were going into the break, Vicki was just explaining that a lot of these job bank websites and things have gone by the wayboards. They've been hidden. Before we go back to that, and do hold your thought right there, Vicki, because I do want to come right back to that. I want to give two more points out of this principles, the six principles for action, out of this International Migration and Development Compendium published by the United Nations. Folks, we have been led astray so many times that if we don't understand and dig for the truth, we won't understand the truth. And if you want to know why the borders remain open, I'm sharing the information with you that tells you why the borders are going to remain open. It's part of a global agenda. It's a big business. It's a huge business. They realize that. They work that way. And so even though I've brought this to the attention of the esteemed Dr. Jerome Corsi and Glenn Spencer with all of the airplanes in the air and all of that, and the other principals and prima donnas of the border issue, they don't want to discuss this nasty truth that lays down below here, in that we're not going to close the borders anytime soon, and especially not in the 21st century. But let's go back to principle number three, the action plan. Three says addressing irregular migration. Now, irregular migration is addressed in several different ways throughout this book. You know, I call it illegal aliens, and here you'll find it in the pages of this text as well. But when we talk about addressing irregular migration, here's the principle. States exercising their sovereign right to determine who enters and remains on their territory, you would think we would have a sovereign right to exercise, should, notice the word should, fulfill their responsibility and obligation to protect the rights of migrants and to readmit those citizens who wish or who are obliged to return to their country of origin. In stemming irregular migration, states should actively cooperate with one another, that's what we're doing, ensuring that their efforts do not jeopardize human rights, including the rights of refugees to seek asylum, and governments should consult with employers, trade unions, and civil society on these issues. So from a principal standpoint, there is a global initiative to leave the borders open, and then all of those migrants that come into the country illegally, whether they come in with the help of a coyote or whether they come riding in a truck or a bus, all of their rights, then that would be the Declaration of Human Rights, apply no matter which destination country they're found in. And so from that standpoint, then we can understand a little better the idea of these job banks and the importance of computerizing these job banks so that when Lolita and Juarez or whomever show up in Santiago, they can go to the local employment office and they can find where in America the best job for them might be found. But Vicki, let's pick it up from there. How did they obfuscate this America's Job Bank program?
Well, they hid it behind a facade of a private organization. Okay, what I just did during the break is that I put the I captured the web pages and I captured the transition. You know, the beginning web page and then their messages saying it's been, this facility has been turned over to this organization. And I captured those web pages and the transition to behind the private facade. And I put that on my front page of my website.
Okay, give that web page out again for the listeners.
Okay, it's www.channelingreality.com, and the name that I put it under, the hyperlink, is called America's Job Bank Transition.
Excellent. Thank you.
Uh-huh. And if you look at that web page, when you understand that that this is a global system, even though it says America's Job Bank, it is a global system. The people don't even have to come to this country. All they have to do is find a computer post a resume on this system, and all the employers in the entire world, you know, ultimately when they get this set up, will be able to search for applicants that they want given the criteria that they put in.
Now, we heard recently, well, not too recently, within the last year, I believe it was, where Bill Gates came under a little bit of fire for taking these visa applicants and selecting them in for various positions over local people that had reasonable qualifications. And I can see where he's probably tapping into this kind of an international system, and he's looking for candidates globally to fill positions locally. Would that be right?
Yes, because Bill Gates signed an agreement with UNESCO, and he's going to be the software provider for the world. So that guy, he went in front of Congress to lobby for an unlimited number of visas, unlimited number of foreign workers to bring into our country. And that's the ultimate goal, is to have no borders, to be able to allow employers or to have employers post all of their jobs on one of these online network systems, have all the applicants in the world, in the entire world, post their resumes so that employers can do a search of the database and pick out the applicants that they want. But they never talk about it in those terms. You know, everything is always masked in the language of fraud.
Well, let me give you another one of these principles, and I hope that will help to clear it up. This is principle number 4. Now, I'm reading there are 6 action points, 6 principles for action in this International Migration Compendium. Number 4 here is strengthening social cohesion through integration. It reads this way: migrants and citizens of destination countries. So we could say that migrants coming from Uruguay, Paraguay, India, or someplace else, they're the migrant, and citizens of the destination country, in other words, we live here, should respect their legal obligations and benefit from a mutual process of adaptation, which, you know, Darwinism, social Darwinism, a process of mutual adaptation and integration that accommodates cultural diversity and fosters social cohesion. The integration process should be actively supported by local and national authorities, employers, and members of civil society, and should be based on a commitment to non-discrimination and gender equity, not equality, equity. It should also be informed by an objective public, political, and media discourse on international migration. So, Vicki, you're right on the mark there. This is a plan. It's a global plan. It's a global database. And people can sit there at their computers, whether it's at a public library or a university, and post their resumes and be selected from any employer in any destination country, and then migrate out of choice, integrate in, bringing along with them all of their cultural and spiritual or theological baggage, and we are supposed to adapt to their presence.
Yeah, we're supposed to be nice. When they import Indians and the Indians take our jobs, we're supposed to be nice to them.
Yeah, it's
I'm a human being. I'm sorry, you know. I've got emotions, which I know are inappropriate, you know, in today's day and age. You're not supposed to have emotion. And what that leads to, obviously, is balkanization.
Exactly.
People like to live with other people that are like themselves. That's why you had Little Italy in New York and Chinatown in San Francisco. And, you know, so what they're talking about is wholly and totally delusional. And what it will lead to, obviously, is destabilization of our nation, because you're not going to have a whole lot of Americans that are going to want to go to Zimbabwe.
That's exactly right. We're going to have to pick it up on the other side, folks. The end of sovereign states. You're hearing about it here. We'll be back.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Now on DVD, my newest documentary film, The Secret Rite, Volume 1. I'm Josh Reeves, and for the almost 2 years, I have researched the secretive right-wing group known as the Council for National Policy. This film explores for the first time the hidden hand that controls the religious and military aims of the American right wing, with such topics as Iran-Contra, the John Birch Society, eugenics, the Vatican controllers, Christian Zionists, the Bohemian Grove, the Patriot Movement, and more. More powerful than the Council on Foreign Relations, more secretive than the Bilderberg Group, The Secret Rite Volume 1 goes where no other film has dared to go. Get your copy today at secretrightmovie.com. That's www.secretrightmovie.com. And find out what you haven't been told about the New World Order.
We're going into the oppression today. We've taken our politics before. We can do it again.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we return once again, you know, and if you wake up in the middle of the night, folks, and you can hear some Muhammadan mullah crying out from the towers of the minarets or the mosque near you, just realize it's all part of this agenda. You're supposed to adapt to that, even in, sure, it's in America. But when we think about this national human resource management system that was developed in 95 in Idaho, Vicki, we need to take that now to the next level and understand this transnational human resource management system that you're laying out for us.
Yes, and that's it's because they don't want, they're trying to get rid of nation states and have a truly global governance system. And in a global system, a one world totalitarian system, there are no borders, there are no nationalities, it's just a gray world of one. And what they are trying to do is to get people to eliminate, you know, to blend cultures. The first case that I remember was back in the 1990s, when a guy, my memory says that he came from Korea, but I'm not sure. But anyway, he murdered his wife, because she had been unfaithful. And the discussion in the media was that, you know, should we accommodate the cultural differences in his culture? That's an acceptable thing to do. Well, you know, I don't personally, and I don't know of any American citizen that wants to adapt to different cultures in that way. We have our culture. We don't like murdering women. You know, as a woman, I can say I don't like it one bit.
Exactly, exactly. Well, you know, if we were to take those kinds of extremes, you know, and roll them out, and it's a good example, you know, it is an almost a natural propensity for the Caucasian male to exterminate anybody that's on the land that he wants to take, and it's been happening for hundreds of years, and that's how we come to find ourselves in North America. So I guess we could just simply say that if there's somebody hanging around in your town that you want to dominate or conquer, you could just kill them outright. So, I mean, the shoe's going to have to go both ways if we're going to go down that road. I'm completely appalled by the whole concept myself, but understanding how this thing is unrolling is instrumental, you know, so that we don't get swept away in these illusory pipe dreams and these false hopes, these false promises of the gatekeepers like Corsi and others, where they just failed to bring this information out. When I was doing my study, after I got this compendium and read it, yours was the only website that I could find that had any cogent discussion of it, other than the ones that were produced by people who were actually profiting from the system on the East Coast and in England. Here's another one. Principle number 5 of the six principles of action for implementing this plan, protecting the rights of migrants. The legal and normative framework affecting international migrants should be strengthened. So that's international law covering their international rights, their Declaration of Human Rights, should be strengthened, implemented more effectively, and applied in a non-discriminatory manner so as to protect the human rights and labor standards that should be enjoyed by all migrant women and men. Notice in these texts they always put the women, the children, and the indigenous people first, and then sometimes they will include men. But this is a gender or discrimination that they're doing here. Respecting the provisions of this legal and normative framework, states and other stakeholders must address migration issues in a more consistent and coherent manner. But of course, now instead of shoulds, we're at the must level. In the next one, we'll have the shall.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, you know, I've tried to figure out why do they focus so much on women. And I think that that is part of disempowering males.
Yes, it's what I've called it and what when Michael Shaw aptly titled the series that we did together, he has up on freedomadvocates.org spoke on the homepage, I think it is, you can find down at the bottom of the page a CD series. I think there's 6 CDs in there, but the whole series was called The War on Reason. And if we can understand the war on reason properly, they're playing the emotion, let's say, of the gentler sex, the nurturing mommy, if you will, inside the mommy state. They're playing that against the reason of the man and the authoritarianness of the man, the protectiveness of the man, make man bring emasculate him and bring him down to the level of, I've seen a variety of different, don't want to take too long on this, but a variety of different advertisements over the years. But I've got one clearly in my mind right now. It was a Walmart flyer, and it showed a Negro man standing with his two children, a little boy and a little girl. The little girl was sitting up high on the dryer, I think it was. The man was standing in front of the washer, and the little boy was standing right beside him receiving clothes out of the dryer. So the man and the boy were both doing woman's work, if you will, to get into that. He was wearing a pink sweater and white shoes and tan slacks. The little girl was wearing a dark blue shirt, and that's blue and pink. You know, it's the reversal there. Visual.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Very interesting. And then it was, you know, talking about all of this, but here's daddy and his son doing the laundry while daughter oversees the work to make sure, of course, that they were smart enough to do it properly, do it the way mommy would have them do it. And, of course, obviously implied in that is that mommy was away at work.
Yeah. Oh, Man, that is so interesting. Did you? I hope you kept that picture.
Well, I've got files of this stuff. It's public information. This is propaganda. This is the way that it's being inculcated. And I believe the same thing. If we were to dissect what goes on in schools, it would be very much the same. But you've probably seen photographs in local newspapers, Vicki, where they have a snapshot about something happening in school, whether it's the DARE officer and the ferocious dog in. And always nowadays, children are always expected to be seated on the floor, and then they look up. They have to bend their neck and look up at the adult who's then towering over them, giving them the information, even if it's just something simple like reading a book. No longer do children in school sit in chairs. Now they always are expected to sit on the floor.
How interesting. That's part of the animal training.
Yes.
Yeah, I have a picture of a little girl that has face paint on her face, you know, and it's all going back to tribalism, nativism, and mysticism.
Well, as August Comte said in his System of Positive Philosophy and his Catechism of the Universal Religion for Humanity, and I know it goes right over the top of the heads of the audience sometimes. One of these days I'll revisit those and give all three of those lectures again, but the idea is that we're going into this period of fetishism, and that fetishism is necessary as a transition to the positive stage of human development. And so we are going back to this tribalism. We are going back to things like, as I like to think, the houses inside of America, they're just packed with stuff. You know, we got all these fetishes. You open up the child's closet, and the toys just cascade out onto the floor. It's this complete overwhelming fetish of items and things. It's like we've been turned into so many crows and raccoons and pack rats, you know, with all the little shiny things, all the stuff in our lives. But this is it. It's a fetishism with I call them succubees or Tim the Toolman Taylor's garage. He's got every kind conceivable power tool out there, and the guy couldn't make a birdhouse with it to save his life.
Right, yeah, but that's irrelevant.
yeah, it's not the thing you're making, it's all the tools that you've acquired.
Yeah, whoever dies with the most toys wins or something.
I've seen T-shirts along that line, yes, you're right.
Uh-huh. But, I think that whole thing about elevating women is to neuter males. And I shudder to think...
It also, I'm going to jump in again, it also has a real negative impact on women. And to me, it's the same thing as the, when we went through this Equal Rights Amendment and all that and the anti-segregation marches and Martin Luther King. But that whole thing severed. When we introduced the term black instead of Negro, it severed the Negro community, if you will, their population from all of recorded history. I have dictionaries that go back by decades, and you can find Negro in every one of them. I have encyclopedias. You can read Negro and read all the articles about all of the prominent Negroes that have ever lived. But by taking it into black, there's nothing in any of the dictionaries or nothing in any of the encyclopedias that refer to them. Now, the same applies, I believe, to the women. Women have an incredible role to play in this life drama. But by shifting their role and taking them away from the nurturing of the house. I mean, economy originally was a term used to apply to the running of the household, and autonomy was the domain of the woman. Anyway, folks, we'll pick it up on the other side. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail. It is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products, including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website, again, is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com. PureBulk.com has more than 120 nutritional products, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts, including advanced life extension nutrition. Find great products like atomic iodine, oil of oregano, spirulina algae, niacin, performance amino acids, herbal extracts, skin care, and heart health nutrition. PureBulk.com products have no fillers, no additives, no hype, and no fancy retail packaging. Just the highest quality bulk nutrition at wholesale pricing. You can also save 50 to 90% off retail nutritional prices when buying bulk wholesale powders and capsules. Shop securely online at purebulk.com or call 406-251-3270. That number again, 406-251-3270. Use the coupon code iodine and receive a 1 gram atomic iodine sample with any order. That's a 150-day RDA supply of atomic iodine absolutely free. Find out more online at purebulk.com.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset. So try it today, store it today, and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
And we're back once again, and I'll close out my big rant on all that. You know, I'm probably offend half the audience. You know, our listener number will drop down to 3, you and me and my dog. But the idea that the role that women have played historically, you know, I developed my passion for learning and my passion for reading, not from my father. I learned many things from him. I got it from my mother. I learned how to run a household from my mother. I learned how to cook from my mother. There are lots and lots and lots of things that we are being asked to set aside as we make this transition from a family, a husband and wife family unit, to this idea where all of this is going mommy state. All of our education from Montessori school and preschool and all of that, daycare centers and all of this is being switched around so that woman is taken out of the house and out of the home, and her efforts are taxed. She's regulated, she's tracked, she's traced. She can no longer really supply that hidden value inside of the household economy that she's historically produced. And men are reduced down to these, you know, like I said, these wimps, homeless sexual advice, whatever. You don't even need to go there. It's just they're reduced down to wimps. And the children are lost in kind of like this limbo land. They don't know who to look up to anymore. At the same time, the state has taken over all of those roles, and we've created this unnatural dependency on this third party that has no name, has no face, that just exists out there in space, and now it's going global.
Yeah, well, ultimately the idea is for the state is going to be creating a system whereby, you know, they control children. I mean, women, it's not even clear that they will use women as the breeders anymore, you know,
exactly.
since they can do test tube babies. But, they have done everything possible to break up the family unit.
Well, I guess, from a transhumanist standpoint, the next generation of Darwinian Homo sapien will just simply have smooth crotches. We won't need it anymore because, you know, we can get everything we need from the state. We certainly don't need to procreate. And again, this is this arrogation of all of the natural law. You know, this thing that I use all the time, there's this all-out war raging between legal positivism and the natural law, that in the rise of statism, the state has arrogated unto itself all of the natural law, returned as codified, statutory, regulated privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. So we go from the license to get married, which has a history in itself, but now to the point where it's a privilege, and then the idea of having children, just like the one-child policy in China, that then having bearing children, procreating, is a privilege. But these are all of the natural law rights. These are all the things that are what they are. That what is, Kesko say, what is it that it is to be a man? What is it that it is to be a woman? And what is it to come in together in this bond, this union, and then procreate? And so all of these things are going away. All of this is being, you know, taken over by the state. And, I mean, if people can't see it, they're blind.
Yeah. Well, and the thing is that I don't know where people learn these things. Maybe traditionally they learned these things in church or from their parents. But I do know that, you know, there is a culture and heritage is passed along generation after generation, but they are breaking those bonds, you know, with previous generations. And that was so interesting what you just said about, you know, with blacks losing their history.
That's right.
Because it occurred to me that what they could do then is to rewrite the history to mold people's minds the way that they want them to think.
Exactly. A lot of these books that I have, Vicki, I've retrieved from dumpsters. I've bought them out of flea markets, etc. But many of these, you know, like all the Encyclopedia Britannica, the Encyclopedia Americana, stuff published prior to 1960, I kind of have a cutoff there in my research. And that's why I value your assistance so much here, because you bring us into the moderns. But exactly right. If you take away this, we don't understand who we are. We can't possibly know whose we are. And so then we're just always looking for answers to all the wrong. It's like the old country song, looking for love in all the wrong places. We're looking for answers from all of the wrong sources. These are the very ones that are changing history. They're rewriting history as we live. And as we've talked about on a previous segment, we look at this every single year, graduating out a new herd of teachers, and each of these are more stupefied than the herd before them.
Yeah, and producing even more stupid students.
Exactly.
You know, I don't know. How do you turn that around? I don't.
Well, here's how you turn it around, in my opinion. We have to become vocal local. First of all, we have to understand that there's a problem. And that we can do by listening to all the various sources on the radio and the Internet and doing our own research. As Bill Cooper used to say, listen to everyone, read anything, believe nothing until you've proven it in your own research. That we're doing this morning. But then locally, we need to take this information that we've learned first, talk around, and like I consider the precinct group, this is the old town hall idea, get other people around you who have children or whatnot aware of this situation, and then we go to the school board. But for this year's seniors, I can do little, except for just wish them the best. The juniors, we could do a little bit with. The sophomores, maybe more. Freshmen, we could do quite a bit. But if we could start with the kindergartners this year, in 12 years, we could graduate out ordinary, intelligent, inquiring, reasoning minds once again. So I don't like to give the global East any more credit than their words or due, because I think they're worth less. But we can turn this around, but we will have to begin, and we must begin someplace. And I always look locally. How can we change this around? We can apply these things in our own homes. We can begin right where we are and quit looking to, you know, the grand poobah with the fish hat or some national expert say to come up with the answers. These are just common sense, natural law things. And if we apply them locally, I think we can have a major impact. And then it just trickles up from the county government to the state government to the national government. We can turn things around. Actually, I misspoke. It's the federal government. There's no such thing as national government. But to the federal level, you know, all of these things can trickle up, but it's not going to happen from the top down. That's an impossibility. The top down is bought, sold, and paid for, and they're implementing this agenda.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. And it can't happen with having children in the public schools because the public schools are so corrupted. And, you know, you're talking about your property taxes going for education. What the teachers don't understand yet is that their heads are next on the chopping block. If you look at the money we spend on education, that is a huge pot of gold. And what Bill Gates and his tech cronies have in mind is to get that pot of gold. And the way that they're going to do that is by the elimination of teachers, by going first to the school to work, by replacing teachers with computers, and making smaller communities of schools, which are really just mentoring groups.
Yes, this is
mentoring groups for life. But you know, the teachers that are working within this system, they're going to be very surprised because they've been the victims of the bubble makers. And education is a huge bubble that the globalists are going to pop.
Well, we can look throughout history, folks, but we don't even need to go to ancient history. You know, who were the first people that were whacked in Iraq and Afghanistan when the stormtroopers from America came in? The intelligentsia, the academia, all of the doctors, the lawyers, the Indian chiefs, all the ones that have specialized knowledge, they get whacked. And so you're absolutely right on that, Vicki. If we can look forward and see the future clearly, the expansion of Internet or Internet 2 or Internet 3 or Internet 4 is going to eliminate the need for having your children who are already now 20 years trained, teachers and children alike, trained to use the computer as an educational source. And as we know, you can change digital information in nanoseconds. And so what was the history of America this morning could be a different history of America by this afternoon. And by a week from now, you would forget that you'd ever even learned what you'd learned before. So we're at a very grave time of peril. Everyone needs to be heads up and awake. Vicki, this has been another wonderful session. I thank you very much for joining us. I hope you'll come back again with us. Perhaps we could do this again next week. And, folks, we're all out of time. Have a great afternoon. Thank you for listening. And until the next time, good day.
Okay. Thank you, Will.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
Hey, folks, I've got a question for you. Do you force yourself out of bed each morning and drag throughout the day? Do you grab for that sugar pick-me-up only to later crash and feel even more tired? Well, I've got the solution for you. Put a Zip in your day and zap your appetite. Reclaim your get-up-and-go with Zippin' Zap. Let me tell you what you'll notice in immediate benefits. It ramps up your workouts. Well, if you work out. Turns off your hunger, elevates your mood, helps you to resist fattening foods, and gives you a smooth flow of energy with no crash. The testimonials? Colin in Illinois lost 30 pounds in 8 weeks, didn't work out. Susie in Missouri, 10 pounds in 20 days, she didn't work out. Anna in California did work out and went from a size 14 to a size 4 in 90 days. If you want results like this, working out or not, order Zip and Zap now and also ask about Lametco International's first line of defense products. Tell them Michael Herzog sent you. Call 1-800-933-2565. That's 1-800-933-2565.
You invest. You buy insurance. You wear your seatbelt. You do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against pandemics, all natural disasters, and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you're not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in a FEMA line. Invest in your future now. visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now, and for a free gift on your first order, enter coupon code ORACLE at checkout. Don't forget, preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com.
You are now listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.